From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. A new statewide agreement in California will make it easier for community college students to graduate with a bachelor's degree. Capital Public Radio's Randall White explains.
For most of this decade, the state's community college students have had a path to guaranteed acceptance by the California State University System. Starting in fall of 2019, that same type of agreement will be extended to University of California campuses.
Well, I think this is a major change in the way that we've looked at transfer from community colleges to the University of California.
That's Eloy Ortiz Oakley, community college's chancellor and UC regent. He says students pursuing approved majors with a requisite GPA will be guaranteed a spot on a UC campus with junior student status.
That is a great benefit to our students and will produce many more graduates with quality credentials for the state of California.
While the transfer students may not be able to pick their campus of choice, Oakley says room will be set aside for them somewhere in the system. In Sacramento, I'm Randall White.
Mayors from 11 California cities are continuing to make a big ask for investments in solutions to their homelessness crises. They're supporting a proposed law that could create a fund for cities to get people off the streets. The money could come from the state's budget surplus. San Francisco Mayor Mark Farrell says homelessness is an expensive problem to solve and needs money from multiple sources to make effective change.
We need to be collaborative with our local governments, our state governments, quite frankly, our federal government as well. And in the absence of any help from the Trump administration, as local leaders, we're going to look to our own cities, but also to the state.
Mayors want about $1.5 billion for the fund, but an exact amount would be decided when the state budget is finalized. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.